We've got a really good set of volunteers and board members. Without all the volunteers, the fair wouldn't be possible. You know, it's a great event for the community, and I think more and more every year we get more and more community support as far as people coming out and volunteering. You know, just as Luke and Nicole are saying, I mean, there's a lot of work going into it. I mean, for the horse shows, for the repairs, probably one of the neatest things, you know, a couple Saturdays ago we had a work day. And had a lot of people come out, I mean, board members, non-board members. I mean, we put up, redid the horse arena, put up all new continuous fence there, moved the announcer stand around and did some rewiring there, and got some different bleachers and everything down there. So, I mean, it's really made that area really look sharp and go right along with all the events that that Nicole was talking about. But, you know, it's just, I mean, just as overwhelming to me how many people want to be involved in the fair. I mean, it's a very, very big event, a very big financial impact for the Jackson community, and I think a lot of people see that and they want to become part of it. And we've got several community organizations that take tickets at the booth or at the gates. They help us during the concert. They help in the pavilion. And the Rotary, I mean, they helped us with the courtyard, the pavilion courtyard. We have the Ambucks coming out. We have Rotary coming out. We've got Lion. I mean, I hate to name them because there's so many different groups. I mean, I don't want to miss any of them, but it's just wonderful. Plus, I mean, our lot of our 4-H families and board member families. I mean, we've got it's really a big fair family, you know, when you talk about all the people that come out and help. And we've got two big concerts. Two real big concerts this year. I mean, Kane Brown, that is by far going to be the biggest concert we've ever dreamt about, yeah, you know.
He's blown up since they first even announced him. I think he's gotten a lot bigger since then even.
Oh, it's amazing, and I mean, we're really blessed with that. I mean, that's going to help us be able to do other things in the future and keep on all the success we've had and improvements in the fairgrounds. Dustin Lynch, you don't want to overshadow that because Dustin Lynch is probably still going to be probably one of our biggest concerts we've had yet. We just didn't think we'd have a sellout and a really big one both in 1 year. So it's going to be a busy weekend. And like I said, with that, in combination with the different horse shows, with we've got a different demo derby promoter. Mike Brown Promotions is going to do the demo derby. A lot of people are really excited about that. You know, they've got a points circuit that they run, and I just had a man tell me there last week that, you know, they're pretty close on points. So they think that level of cars show up there for Thursday night for the demo. We've got, I just saw a list of all the new the Queen and Junior Miss and Princess contestants, so they got a good lineup for that. That's on Tuesday night. Wednesday is going to be the talent show. You know, they always have a lot of participants in it. Wednesday we also have the Red, White, and Brews wine tasting, and that's really been a good event, a good social event for a lot of people to come out in the community that maybe not, they might not have a tie with another part of the fair, but they come out for that, or they come out for the chamber business after hours, and we're getting a different group in there and want to become part of the fair and be active in it. I just moved, of course, the demo derby on Thursday, Friday's Kane Brown, Saturday's Dustin Lynch, and then Sunday is the tractor pull day. And boy, we got a full day of tractor pulls. I mean, we'll start out with the antiques and garden tractor pulls of the morning. They've got an ITPA truck class that they're going to have sometime there after dinner. I mean, just in line with the tractors, and then of the evening they're going to have the professional pulls, and that's always a big event. You know, the VIP area is really grown for that. We get a lot of people in there, and got a good lineup there. We've got local semis, and another ITPA truck class, several tractor classes. So that'll be a big event. In the afternoon, they're on. Well, starting at 10 o'clock through the afternoon, the garden tractor pull, it's going to be held in the Oh, and the kind of the backside of the racetrack, we've kind of got an area fixed up, and there's bleachers where you can see. So we're kind of improved that area. Since we have so many things going on in the horse arena, we're moving the garden tractor pull to the backside of the racetrack. And there's going to be a place there where they're going to be serving food, got places to set, bleachers set. So, I mean, I think that's going to be a good deal. We've added a couple food vendors. It's going to be down in the horse arena area. So there's going to be food and drinks and plenty of seating for that. I mean, there's just a lot of different things going on. I mean, we're going to have a busy week and hopefully see a lot of people out there. And, you know, like I said, once again, I just can't thank everybody enough for the people, not only the people come out and see the fair, as the people come out and help make the fair possible. Because, I mean, it's really important to a lot of people in the community and a lot of 4-H'ers.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've already had people hitting me up about seeing if I got free tickets to Kane Brown, so I'll bother Gary Hadd about that later this week. But and I also wanted to just ask, you know, about some of the fair rides and stuff for the kids. Is it basically your standard rides that people can expect, or anything different, new that you guys have coming?
Fountain City Amusements are doing it again. I was talking to Joe Sutton that owns that there this winter, and he's got some new rides he's planning on bringing out. I don't know what they are yet. You know, it all kind of depends on the routing and where they're at before us. But we should have a pretty good lineup because we're right after 4th of July, so I think a lot of rides free up our 4th of July because they have a lot of festivals they play for that. So hopefully we have a good showing on that. I know he'd said they'd redone a couple of the rides and replaced a couple. So hopefully we'll have a good showing there and always have a good turnout for that. A lot of kids come see the rides. I mean, that's it. And we got a lot of food vendors. I mean, as we always do. I mean, we've got we've got quite a few food vendors like we always had. We've got the food, the pavilion. I mean, you can't beat the pork chops and porky burgers and the ribeyes that the fair board prepares there in the pavilion. We're going to have a band most every night in the pavilion. And we're going to have that new underground stand area opened up for the two concert nights. So you have additional room, you know, it's we were talking about there. I mean, the pavilion's gonna be very full on Friday night and Saturday night, and we're gonna kind of open up that underground stand area to where you can kind of float back and forth. If you want a little quieter, you can go on the other side of the, you know, and go into the underground stand or in the courtyard, that new courtyard area. Tim DeGroot was just working on Sunday, was working on the new fence, they were kind of the gates and stuff on that courtyard area. So I mean, there's so many different things going on out there and so many new improvements, and we just have some 4-H clubs have planted some flowers, done some landscaping. You know, that new poultry barn just looks amazing. You know, it's wonderful. You know, we've done, you know, there's so many different things. And and one thing we're gonna do this year on our opening ceremony day, the ribbon cutting is going to be on Wednesday morning, I believe at 8 o'clock. There's a tractor parade, and then Tom Lashmet, we lost him here this past year, and he's a long time. He was a secretary treasurer, but that really doesn't encompass everything that Tom did for us and the fair and the Warren County 4-H program. And we're going to be dedicating the fair office in Tom's honor. So we just put a new sign up for that, and that'd be part of a ribbon cutting ceremony. So, we lost a couple. Tom had many, many years of service for the fair and the fair board and the 4-H program, and then Betty Clayton also did. We lost Betty too, and Betty was a longtime fair secretary. And we had some pretty important people that made a big impact on the 4-H and the fair, and we're of course all sad to miss them. But we're gonna dedicate the fair office in Tom's honor. Tom was kind of instrumental in getting that new fair office built back. Well, I don't know, it's probably been 30 years ago now, but 25 years ago, I'm sure. But but a lot of things like that going on. I mean, we're all looking forward to it. And like I said, we've got a good group, got a good group to work with, and we appreciate all the support in the community.
Absolutely. And so, you know, that's, pretty much kind of all I wanted to have or go over. Is there anything else that you guys thought of that you wanted to add in this for the fair or anything?
I don't know. If you haven't been out, if you believe it or not, there are people in Jacksonville and Morgan County that have no idea there's a Morgan County fair going on. So if you have not been out, this year will be an excellent year to come out and check things out.
Yeah, awesome.
They're going to know that there's a Morgan County Fair on Friday night, yeah. I guarantee.
I heard Billy Currington from my front yard like 8 years ago. So.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, when all the cars start coming to town on Friday night for Kane Brown, they're going to wonder where they're going if they don't know the Morgan County Fair is going on. And that's.
Yeah, so I wanted to ask, so you guys probably, with Kane Brown being so big and Dustin Lynch, obviously, do you expect a lot of, you know, it's a Morgan County Fair, but there's a lot of counties around here with people that will likely show up for that.
We sold a pair of tickets to Alaska.
Wow.
Yeah, if you can believe that. Gary was showing me the printout of where all these tickets have gone to, and I mean, we've got tickets in Tennessee, Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, you know, I mean, way out west. I mean, it's unbelievable where all these tickets, but that floored me when we had two tickets to Alaska. You know, I thought it was pretty cool. Yeah. So all over. I mean, those tickets went fast. They went all over the United States. You know, that is going to be a neat deal, because we pull people from away from here for a lot of these concerts, but I'm thinking that this is going to pull people farther than we've ever. There might be people come to Jacksonville, Illinois that didn't know where Jacksonville, Illinois was until they bought their Kane ticket, Kane Brown tickets. So, and that's good. You know, that's good for the economy. That's good for Jacksonville, the community, I think it's. I mean, we're really fortunate that we got this. Not only the fair, but you know, as a community, because we're going to be bringing a lot of people in that's going to be staying in the Jacksonville hotels, and hopefully they eat food at the fair. But they're probably going to eat food at the other places in Jacksonville and buy gas and go to the stores, and that's what we're all about. I mean, making the community good and healthy and being a part of it. And I think things like that is why we get so much more community support every year, because, I mean, we're bringing something back to Jacksonville, back to Morgan County, and bringing people in here, and it's important, and it's a good event. And the Morgan County Fair is becoming a better venue every year with all the work, you know, hard work like what Luke was talking, that all the community members and board members have done. I mean, it's made a better venue for people to use and enjoy. We just had a wedding there this past weekend, but the weekend before. Had a beautiful wedding in the pavilion. And there's groups using the Clover Cafe for anywhere from graduation parties to pampered chef parties to, wedding... like bridal showers. They've been using the 4-H building for auctions, for garage sales. United Way had a sale out there. The Merchants Building, we have an auction there about every weekend that we can put an auction in there, it seems like. There's a lot of auctions used there. The racetrack, that's been a tremendous success. Kenny Dobson and his crew has done a very good job with the Jacksonville Speedway. They've got some really big races in there, and got a lot of plans for the future. I mean, they keep on improving. They've been a good group to work with. They've helped the fair board immensely in our improvements to the grandstand, and I mean, that's important. You know, the big hats off of them, because they're making it work and making a go of it, and getting a lot of people in there to see that. So there's a lot of good stuff going on with Morgan County Fair, and a lot of hard work, and need to come out and check it out.
Yeah.
That's right. That's something new that's happened here this year. Yeah. The saddle clubs and coming out and doing the horse shows. So you see horses out there, you know what's going on. And I mean, that's with the improvements at Horse Arena. Is really opened up a lot of things. You know, like they can have their horse show. We're having these different horse events throughout the fair, and that's really important. I think we'll see more of that to come. You know, they've hauled how much sand in there it's unbelievable how much sand we've hauled in to make that arena up to shape. And with the addition of these better bleachers and the better lighting. We've got all LED energy efficient lights down there now that you could have a horse show at night if you wanted to. It's so bright. Mm-hmm. Redid the gates. We've kind of got our, got a lot of parking down there. We're trying to do everything we can to make it a go and a success. And I mean, there's still there's VIP sponsorship packages available for the rodeo. And if you don't make it there, we've got a lot of other horse shows going on too, and we'd like to see you there. And all the horse shows are free too. Is other, yeah, all the events that Nicole talked about is all free. So you get in for your $5 to get into the gate. You can watch the horse shows. You can walk around, see the livestock shows. And the only thing that we're charging for is if you want to get in the VIP area with the food and drinks and everything on Thursday night. And that's going to be neat. You know, what I think is neat about the VIP area, it's going to be right down there by the chutes. So you're going to be right there in the middle of action. Right. And I think that's going to be kind of a neat experience. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to change things up and make it interesting for people.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely. Awesome. We're looking forward to it. And again, sorry guys about the confusion today. And